Hello, everybody. What is up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we are back, suffering together once again with Drunken Dangerous. How is everybody this fine Wednesday when I record this beautiful day? Probably good, hopefully good. You're not about to read this, so... Well, you're listening to it. Let's see if I can ruin your day, too. Shall we? Now, you're also probably thinking, Dangerous, this is coming out awfully late. Well, fuck you. You know why. You know fucking why it is. You know why. And you're like, I don't know if this is good for you. Of course it isn't. But to be fair, most of what I like to do isn't good for me. Such as, you know, like the amount of money I spend at the cannabis shop would demonstrate. I'm quite fond of things which aren't necessarily the best for me. And so, even though I have to choke this down, kind of like, you know, exercise when you're starting a program, except unlike exercise, this gets progressively harder as you go on, because unlike exercise, you're not really accomplishing anything. It's like, I'm getting weaker as it goes. It's draining my life force. You know, this is the real energy vampire. It's this right here. Moon people. But you should all be very proud of me. I was able to get high enough where this seemed like a good decision. Plus, you know, TikTok, it's not gonna be hump day forever. So, I've steeled myself up. I'm wearing these nice calluses of long suffering on my brain. Let's hope I can stay in decent shape for chapter 17. Depending on the length, I don't think I'm going to get through more than one. I do want to try to keep some of my mind intact. And as you can see, it's like, it's a heavy exercise, man. I started off carrying like a 5-pound weight suddenly. Next thing I know, I look back and it's a 100-pound dumbbell. What the fucking shit? I only did 3 sets of curls. I wasn't prepared for this mental strain, you know? But, you know, I'm slowly getting used to it. It's kind of like, you know how some cultures will place rocks on you on a board until you die as a way just this is the board is this book, and then each thing that just weighs on me is one more rock. And so sometimes the weight of this stupidity is so crushing that I can only handle a few pages, you know. I may not have COVID, but my lungs just can't take it. Get my metaphorical mental lungs in this. I'm not actually choking, but that might be better because then the lack of oxygen might help me dream up a better story in the midst of this one. Where we last left off was, man, this sure is the hard way to test these shields. Which, yeah. Kind of like building a roller coaster, and the first time you test if it will kill someone is with live people on it. Probably not the best way to test it. It's not the opening day at the amusement park. It's maybe before the park opens, and if it fails, everyone dies. I have never built an amusement park, you know? But my thought would be, maybe test the safety features of life and death kind of, you know, but that's just me. At his theme park, they just use duct tape. He's like, three turns of the duct tape will be enough to keep a 200-pound man attached to his seat. I believe it. Anyway, so this is the hard way to test these shields. By just throwing themselves headfirst, I imagine, at the enemy's shield first. Just, you know, I'm sure they're 4-inch steel shields that melt above space temperature couldn't possibly be harmed by anything that exists for these multidimensional space-traveling beings that are like kicking the ass of a creature that can control an entire planet with some of their technology, but no, we can help them. No, you can't. You really fucking can't, you know? I mean, kind of feels like if I'm attacked by a pit bull and like a chihuahua tries to step and help me, like, man, I appreciate it, but please don't get yourself killed too. Like, you don't have to throw yourself on the pyre. Like, yeah, I can just burn alone. It's all right, man. I suggest you get yourself to safety, but cool, I guess if you want to murder yourself, go right ahead. You can always use more fuel. Because climate change is fake. And this book is good. And up is down, and left is right, and we're on the new age, chapter 17. Let's fucking force this going. Then the acorn ship started to arrive. Oh, thank God, then it did. It started getting closer. Really? It did? Didn't get farther away when it was arriving? And then it slowed and finally stopped. Right in front of the middle section, dead center of all three ships. It wasn't as big as the Pauline ship, but it was still big enough. Oh yeah, it's big enough, baby. It's not the size of the ship, it's how you use it. It's a little ship, but it packs a big blast. I like it when the ships are little. You never know what to expect. My question is, how many museums can they fit on their ship? Is it big enough for one museum? How many alien species? Like, if I'm going to be spending money there, is it like a whole day thing? Should I get the fast pass? It was as big as our ship. Which is as, I don't know, what, how big is their ship? They were amazed by the 10-kilometer ship. It was shaped like a single wing that was curled downward on each end of the wing with a bulge on top. Just right size bulge. And bottom, and in the middle, thick. That ship was dummy thick. Then, before long, we started to receive a message back. I'm glad we know this. Our powers are coming in handy. Sir, we are receiving a message. And the computer and I do not understand the language. You and the computer? Did you have, like, a discourse? Yo, So, Del, what you thinking? I do not know this language. What about you, bro? Like, what the fuck? The computer and I are so confused. We were like, what is this? Oh my God. Me and my computer were like besties. I'm always on him because I have no life. Anyway, we were so confused. What is that language? What would you like me to do? Let's just pick about 3 different languages and just keep repeating the same message, Lieutenant. Wow, you're fucking dumb. Wow, just pick 3 different languages at random and just repeat yourself? Is the goal to make them confused and feel bad for how stupid you are? Be like, they're like a special needs race. Like, guys, you can't kick a puppy in the face. Like, it's like they finally realized how stupid you were. They're like, let's just sit him in a corner somewhere with a warm blanket and some SpongeBob. Like, seriously. They fucking know. Then, without any reason, the Archons opened fire with their pulse weapons on all 3 ship sections. And it was powerful. Okay, so my thought is, like, without any reason, I'm pretty sure the reason is to fucking kill you. That's my guess. My guess is that's the reason. I could be wrong. It could be a peaceful firing of the weapon, you know? Maybe they felt, like, attacked because I kept talking about their bulge. And, like, they thought I was going to try something. But don't worry. I'm totally into consensual ship groping, you know? Only if your ship likes it. But it should because I'm real good. Groping that ship. It's better to think about than this story. Anyway, just 3 different languages over and over, but then they were like, nah, you dumbasses, I'm gonna fuck you up. And then they were like, no, for no reason. I mean, the way he says it, dude, it was for no reason. That sounds like you're protesting a little too much. Like, sounds like there probably was a reason, right? But like, oh my God, my ex is so crazy. So like, I broke up with him. And then for like, no reason, he set my house on fire. Like, really? Is he crazy or is Did you do something? Well, it was for no reason. No reason at all. Why do you ask? No reason. Like, I didn't think it was a reason until you really emphasized that shit. Now I'm thinking, you know, maybe you did something really bad. Tell me the reason. Was it no reason? Liar. Anyway, they heard the three, the words being said over and over, and they were just like, God, shut up, please. You know, sometimes you just snap. They're so tired of hearing the same, like, words repeated. I wonder what languages they chose. Like, which would you choose? Like, of your languages? Because you tried English, and that shit didn't work. I don't know, like, Mandarin Chinese, maybe? European language, who fucking knows? They don't know what you're talking about. The computer didn't understand it, and the computer knows everything. He's a genius. Anyway, you could feel the pounding on our ship. Yeah, they filled it all right. It felt massive. Every time it hit us, slammed into you. It was really shaking everywhere. I'm sorry, I've been making porn lately. It sticks in your mind. Anyway, lots of slamming and pounding. See, it felt massive. It's not the size of the ship. A small ship used properly can absolutely feel massive. It is the angle the ship comes at you from, you know what I mean? All right, so that ship was just fucking pounding him. Every time it hit us, it seemed like the ship moved backwards about 10 feet in space. Holy shit. Those hip thrusts, though, ship thrusts, those ship thrusts are like moving him so fucking far. 10 feet in space, that's hot. Anyway, but our shields held strong. Those 4 inches of steel do more than you think. Does steel maybe mean something else in the future? Has steel been renamed from some other element that's, like, way stronger than steel? Like, is it steel and, like, they're both, like threes? And it's actually some super, like, adamantium-type shit? I wouldn't even mind if you stole adamantium. You could call it the USS Wolverine. That'd be, like, way more fun. Come on. And then the ship heals itself because it's made with Wolverine's DNA. Don't even fucking ask. He's the one powering the engine. It's his fucking heart. And he can't die. It's some, like, super fucked up shit that was, like, done to him medically in the future, right? Just like in the past. But now he's a ship. The USS Wolverine. You can't use it. That's my idea. Anyway, USS Wolverine coming soon. He's like, we've got trouble, bub. Sorry, I'm sorry, I can't. Okay, anyway. Anyway, so the ship was just like, oh, yeah, daddy. So, but like the shields were like, nah, because they were made of adamantium steel. Then Admiral Benson said, open fire with the lasers, Lieutenant Parsons. And the other two lunar base ship sections opened fired. You could see the three lasers all firing on the Archon ship, but it didn't seem to be hurting the Archons, but our shields were still holding to ours now. Then Benson said, fire all weapons at will. Then everyone was firing everything they had. It was unbelievable. The Archon's weapons were pounding us. Daddy Archon, yeah. They seemed to be focusing more on Commander Kraft's ship section. But to our amazement, the shields were holding. Yeah, they're made of adamantium. Then the shields started to give. Oh, never mind. Apparently they're not. They're starting to give. But the USS Wolverine totally wouldn't be a problem. Then the shields started to give on Commander Kraft's ship. And just then, it started taking a lot of damage, but he just kept firing his weapons, as opposed to turning them off and asking to be killed. Just being like, I guess I'll give up. Kill me now, friend. Then finally, the Archon ships started to lose their shields, and then all of a sudden, it just exploded. Well, that's really handy. Maybe they had Jean Grey on board. She was just like, explode it with my mind. And it happened. And she became Phoenix and flew away. And, you know, so that was a good battle. Good thing they didn't test their weapons, because if they did, maybe they wouldn't have won this incredible space battle. Man, you know, I need another drink of this alcohol beverage. No one died. I was really hopeful Commander Kraft would for a minute, but he didn't, so fuck you. Of course they learned nothing, and everything went well. On Mary Sue Planet, Mr. Mary Sue could never have anything bad happen, because if something bad happened, he'd have something to focus on other than eggs, and we all know that's all he wants to focus on. Eggs and... I don't even know. I don't know what else he does. Why is he even on this ship? Has he done anything? I mean, he exists to be the author. But other than that, he hasn't done jack shit. I mean, which kind of good, but they're all stupid as hell. Like, repeat three languages sentences over and over? All right. All right. He's like a substitute teacher of astronauts. Who the fuck hired you? I'd pick you up outside the Home Depot? What the fuck? All right. It just exploded. That was Craigslist hires, I'm sure. Wanna go to space? Question mark. The explosion was so great, it pushed all three ship sections back about 2 miles in space. About. Who knows? But their shields held. Of course they did. They're made of adamantium. Then everyone in their hive mind shouted, "Yeah! Lieutenant Courtney! Get me a status report from Commander Kraft and Commander Tice's ship sections. I need to know how many casualties they have. Also, I thought they said the shields held. Why would they have casualties? The fucking shields held. What, did it, like, crumple in like an aluminum can, but the shields held? That's not... All right, apparently the shields can hold, but still kill you. Also, get me a status report on the ships, on our ship section, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Suddenly... there's a massive explosion on the Galumpa. It looked like the Archons blew away a quarter section of the Galumpa. It started to drift and the Galumpa stopped using its weapons. The other Archon ships just kept slamming. I didn't know there was more. Who knows? The Galumpa with a barrage of their weapons. It looked like the end of the Galumpa. Then there were about 40 flashes of light all around the battle scene. It was Jesus! It was a whole fleet of Pauline ships of all different sizes. Oh, it was Jesus. God stepped in and saved the day. Oh, thank. As a writer, my favorite tool to use. Totally believable. It was a whole fleet of Pauline ships of all different sizes. Were some shaped like big old penises and vaginas? Probably not. But now you're thinking about it. And then the Archons stopped firing on the Galumpa. I can't imagine why. The Archon ship started to move over to their other ship that was drifting, and then the Paulines started to open fire on the Archons all at once on the two remaining ships. The Archon ship that was drifting even started to fire. You mean started to catch on fire or fire back? Anyway, doesn't matter, because suddenly it exploded. Not really suddenly. I mean, they were firing on it. But I guess for some reason, after they shot the engine repeatedly, it exploded for no reason. The Archon ship, then one of the last two ships started to lose its shield, and then it started drifting and it stopped firing. I'm so glad I get to hear ship by ship. I'm on the edge of my seat. The Pauline stopped firing on the ship that was drifting. Finally! The last Archon ship started losing its shield, but it was still firing, so the Pauline just kept pounding it. Ooh, with multiple firing, it's a Pauline gangbang Archon, yes! Until it finally exploded in one big ball of fire. Everyone, the hive mind on Lunar Base 1, started to yell, cheer, and applaud loudly. And so did Earth, the planet itself. How terrifying. Then one of the Pauline ships went close to the remaining Archon ship and grabbed it with their tractor beam, and one after another flashed and then disappeared. When they got down to the last two ships, one of them went over by the Galumpa and grabbed it with their tractor beam, and then a flash of light, and it was gone. Finally, the last ship flashed, and it was gone. Now, how many ships were gone, kids? Admiral, the status report on the other two ship sections are ready, sir. Commander Tice's ship reported no damage and no casualties. Commander Kraft's ship reports no casualties, some minor injuries, though, a couple of bumps and bruises, and one broking arm. It's broking. God damn, that arm's the broking. I wonder what it wears to be declared broking. Damage-wise, they lost their main port shields, but they didn't breach the hull. They almost did, though, sir. And our ship section received no injuries and no damages, sir. Pat ourselves on the back. Well, sure, we came out better than I thought we were. God must have been helping. Really? I said it was Jesus, and now he's fucking confirming it. God must have been helping us on this one, said the Admiral. No, said dangerous earlier because your writing is shit. Admiral, I hope they didn't think that we didn't want to help them, said Lieutenant. No, Lieutenant, I don't think that's it at all. They knew we were out of range. They are also watching us on their televisions on their home planet, we know. They know we couldn't help them. Admiral, there's a radiation trail coming right toward us. Then suddenly the Pauline ship appeared in front of Lunar Base 1. Captain Toad Moke came on the main viewer.
Hello, Admiral. I hope everyone is all right. We are sorry that happened to you. We did not want that to happen. We tried not to fight, but they were still mad about the first two of their ships that got destroyed the last time we met.
Were you the person, like, that was responsible? Were you the...
Then I had nothing to do with it anyway. They opened fire on us. We had no choice but to defend ourselves. We also told them that this had nothing to do with the Earth. Wink, wink. Or anyone in this solar system. We said that you were totally innocent in this, I swear. And that you didn't even know who they were. Don't worry. We won't abandon you if they come back to do harm to you. Remember, we are monitoring your satellites, and we will know if they come back, and we also watch the stars pretty good, too.
Oh, he's drinking already. God. Admiral Benson stood up in his place and said, The battle was incredible, sir. I hope you did not have many casualties in your ship. The Galumpa is okay. We all applaud you, sir. We are so glad you won the battle and are all right. It got pretty hairy there for a moment. We thought you were done for until your fleet came to the rescue.
Yes, we did have a lot of casualties on the Galumpa, said the captain. We almost were destroyed. We seen you had some trouble to Admiral. Your ships were very impressive, especially that laser of yours. You also won your first space battle. All of you did a great job. We thank you for your help. If the Archon ship hadn't broke off and come to attack you, we probably would have been destroyed.
No. Thank you, sir. We had no casualties, and we needed to check all of our equipment out anyway. And no better time. We know you were totally innocent because we were watching. We are so happy for you too, Captain. That was a great battle. We are sorry for all of your casualties, though. We hope everything is still on with us. Oh, God, this is the end of the story. We're getting it. It's the end. We are so sorry we couldn't have helped you more. We wanted to, but we knew we couldn't make it to you in time. We don't have that kind of speed capability like you do. We also want to thank you for protecting our world. They could have done a lot of damage to us, and now maybe they respect us a little. We also thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that. We hope that we can become good friends in the future. Then Captain Tadmoke said,
I know we will be. It's in the stars, Admiral. And don't worry, we will take care of that speed problem with your spacecraft. We'll definitely call you, don't call us.
Our worlds that day joined into a friendship that was pure gold. And Earth moved into a new age. When space travel launches us into... The Age of Aquarius, which is the second book. The end. If you want me to read Moon People 2, please comment below. This book was dedicated to this man's children. I'm not continuing into this guy's bullshit about himself, which apparently is 32 minutes left of reading. 9% of the book is this man's jack-off session, so I will skip you all that. But he is a father of three. God help us all. He writes like this, and he's a father of three. We can all breathe a little easier about our own talents at this moment. Thank you all for joining me through this torture session. Give yourself a round of applause if you made it. And, yeah, let's see if we do Age of Aquarius after this. This Saturday will be the live Drunken Dangerous, so if you're interested in joining for me for some more horrible erotica, we will also torture ourselves then. But this time you can hear it live. You can hear my brain just slowly, you know, the more of the stones being added on, it'll be great. Anyway, join me then, or I will hear you back next week, and you'll just listen to Saturday's thing, and you'll be like, damn, you're lazy, and I'll be like, too fucking bad, listen to this shit anyway. Anyway, so Saturday or Wednesday, I will talk to you then, and until then, I love you guys. Stay safe. Mwah!